An electric blue line traces the curves of a shimmering letter C. Carolco. Mario Casar and Andrew Vajna present Sylvester Stallone, Rambo 3. Daytime, the Stars and Stripes flutters outside the US Embassy in Thailand. In full military uniform, craggy-faced Lieutenant Colonel Troutman leaves an office with a balding man in a beige suit and shades, Griggs. On a boat, a young boy in Buddhist robes presents a muscular man with ragged Hessian gloves. Troutman and Griggs get in a car. In the boat, the man puts on the fingerless gloves. The car leaves the embassy. Troutman and Griggs arrive at a hotel reception with a local cop, who flashes a photograph. The photo shown in a factory. A local guy shakes his head. Troutman and Griggs follow the cop into a bar. The owner nods as he's shown the photograph. The photo shows the doe-eyed, shaggy-haired American John Rambo. On the boat, it's Rambo who wears the Hessian gloves. He unties his ponytailed hair and hands the string to the Buddhist boy. Rambo tightens a narrow red headband. On the moored boat, Rambo stands and turns around sharply. His wavy dark hair is longer than in the photo. His eyes are focused and intense. He steps off the bobbing boat and walks up a jetty into a crowd of baying locals. The locals pack a wooden arena. In the center is a huge fighter with two sticks. The wild-looking fighter beckons the ripped and scarred Rambo, who picks up two sticks of his own and whacks the floor. Wads of cash are waved around in the audience. The fighter and Rambo pace the floor. The fighter holds his sticks aloft. Rambo looks serene. The pair face each other. Rambo crosses his sticks above his head. Rambo lowers his sticks. The pair circle each other. The fighter lunges and connects. The fighter lands another hit and Rambo stumbles backwards. Rambo launches himself and the pair batter each other's sticks. The two men glower. The fighter jumps a low swipe. The fighter kicks Rambo, who wheels backwards but stays on his feet. Rambo's smacked in the back. He puts his foot through a hoarding. Then the fighter lands a kick. Troutman and Griggs head through the crowd. The fighter lands powerful kicks to Rambo's head, then rains down stick blows. The fighter knees Rambo in the ribs, then pins Rambo to the arena wall by his neck with his stick. Rambo jams one of his sticks between the fighter's legs and catapults him over his shoulder. The enraged fighter lashes out, smashing a ladder. As Troutman and Griggs look on amongst the frenzied crowd, Rambo charges the fighter and lands a kick. Locals beam as Rambo lands hits on the wide-eyed fighter. Rambo's ferocious attack forces the fighter to backpedal. Rambo floors the bewildered fighter and stands above him panting, his fighting sticks poised to deliver the knockout blow. On the floor, the fighter grits his teeth as Rambo glowers down at him. As the crowd bounces around him, Rambo lowers his sticks. He offers a helping stick to the relieved fighter. Rambo helps the fighter to his feet and the pair nod respectfully to each other. A delighted local guy hands Rambo a fistful of cash. Rambo takes it. Troutman pushes through the crowd. The waving crowd hinder Troutman and Griggs' progress. Rambo returns to the Buddhist boat by the jetty. Having not heard Troutman, Rambo boards the boat and hands the cash to a monk in orange robes. The boat sets off. Sitting with a shirt around his shoulders, Rambo gently presses his hands to his face, then turns and playfully pats the young Buddhist boy's arm. The boy smiles warmly. The embassy car drives along a dusty track and pulls up by a stone staircase at the side of the road. The local cop leads Troutman and Griggs up the long staircase. They arrive at the top of a hill, where a Buddhist monastery is swathed in scaffolding, undergoing repairs. The cop approaches a monk. The monk points to Rambo, who's perched on a roof at the base of a tall spire. He hammers plate gold metal into place around the cylindrical edifice. The Thai countryside stretches out below him. Troutman and Griggs wander over and crane their necks up at the spire.
John! John Rambo!
Rambo looks down. Troutman waves.
I don't believe this.
They walk across the building site.
So where'd you come in from?
Washington. Good to see you again.
Yeah, you too.
You want to tell me about it?
About what?
About how yesterday I see you stick fighting in a warehouse in Bangkok.
You saw that?
Yeah. And today I find you working in a monastery.
They let me live here and I help out fixing things.
And the stick fighting?
I just do that for a little extra money.
Yeah, I saw you give it to the monks.
You see a lot. Colonel, who are they?
They're partly the reason I'm here. Bob? This is Robert Griggs. He's a field officer with our local embassy. John Rambo.
Pleasure. Well, you're certainly not easy to find.
Why are you keeping track?
Well, like the Colonel says, good men are hard to find.
Troutman avoids Rambo's gaze.
John, I'd like you to take a look at some of these photos. I don't know how much you know about Afghanistan. Most people can't even find it on a map. But over 2 million civilians, mostly peasant farmers and their families, have been systematically slaughtered by invading Russian armies. Every new weapon.
Rambo turns his back.
Including chemical warfare, has been used to eliminate these people. And they've been very successful on many levels. I assume that you're out of touch with the current status of the war. But after 9 years of fighting, the Afghan forces are now getting shipments of Stinger missiles and are beginning to hold their own against airstrikes. Except for one region, 50 miles over the border. Apparently the Soviet commander there is exceptionally brutal, as those photos indicate. And he's managed to strangle off all aid from the outside. So, we want to investigate the problem firsthand.
What's that got to do with me?
They've asked me to go in.
You're not gonna do it.
Yes. And I want you to come with me, John.
I put in my time.
What's that mean?
It means my war's over.
Rambo hands Griggs the shocking photos of injured children and walks away towards the monastery.
I thought you said he was this great soldier. Well, Colonel, looks like we got a long walk down those stairs.
Inside the monastery, Rambo grabs a small piece of wood and twirls it while he paces. Troutman comes in.
Don't be down on him. Just following orders. This mission's important, John.
Do you really think we're going to make a difference?
If I didn't, I wouldn't be going.
It didn't before.
That was another time. Come with me, John.
I don't know what you think about this place, but I like it. I like being here. I like working here. I like belonging to something.
You do belong to something, not this. When are you going to come full circle?
What are you talking about?
You said that your war is over. Now, maybe the one out there is, but not the one inside you. I know the reasons you're here, John, but it doesn't work that way. You may try, but you can't get away from what you really are.
And what do you think I am?
A full-blooded combat soldier.
Not anymore. I don't want it.
That's too bad, because you're stuck with it. Let me tell you a story, John. There was a sculptor, and he found this stone, a special stone. He dragged it home, and he worked on it for months, until he finally finished it. When he was ready, he showed it to his friends, and they said he had created a great statue. And the sculptor said he hadn't created anything. The statue was always there. He just cleared away the small pieces. We didn't make you this fighting machine. We just chipped away the rough edges. You're always going to be tearing away at yourself until you come to terms with what you are. Until you come full circle.
I guess I'm not ready yet.
Well, I got to move. Promise me you'll look me up when you get stateside.
Promise. Colonel, sorry, but it's got to end for me sometime.
I understand.
Troutman turns and leaves the monastery. Rambo sits down at the base of a trellis and traces the stick through the dust. Later, he sits on a stone balustrade overlooking the Thai jungle as the sun sets. He has a small sheet of plate gold in his hands, which he idly folds together. He sits astride a hammock and considers. He looks down pensively. Night, a full moon hangs in a cloudy sky. A convoy of jeeps heads through a rocky desert pass. They stop in the middle of the trail. In Afghan robes, Troutman is on board the lead jeep. The driver stands up in his seat and peers into the darkness. Troutman grips his rifle and releases the safety. A huge helicopter gunship appears out of the night sky up ahead.
Take cover! Fire the gun!
The gunship hoves into the pass and guns down the scattering soldiers, all dressed in ragged gear. An explosion erupts. Troutman opens fire. Another explosion throws a soldier through the windscreen of a jeep.
Drop your weapon and remain where you are. You cannot escape. We will not attack if you do not run. Drop the weapon. You have no chance of escape. Drop your weapon.
Troutman is caught in the glare of the searchlight. He bows his head. day by the monastery.
Yoskin!
There.
Rambo fixes a large wooden wheel to an upturned cart, then hammers it in place. Griggs arrives in the sunshine.
Rambo. Something went wrong.
What happened?
Soviets intercepted the team just over the border. From what we've gathered, Troutman and the rest of his party have been taken to a regional command post.
And what are you doing about it?
We can't do anything about it. I'm sorry. I just thought you should know.
What about me?
What about you?
Can you get me in?
You're not serious.
Oh, yeah, I'm serious.
It can't be done officially.
Then make it unofficial.
If it can be done, I want you to know up front that if you're captured, or if any of this leaks, we'll deny any participation or even knowledge of your existence.
I'm used to it.
We'll get back.
Griggs marches away. Rambo looks intense and goes back to the wheel. He spins the working wheel with his hand. Peshawar, Pakistan, near the Afghan border. Locals trade goods in a bustling market. In a blue shirt, Rambo makes his way through the market crowd. Locals look up as he passes. An Afghan man with a rifle watches over the market. Rambo wears jeans and carries a small bag over his right shoulder by a strap. He enters a shady covered stall where a gun seller preps and stows his wares in a wooden rack. The mustachioed gun seller steps over towards him.
So shake away. You want to buy? Many guns here.
No. I'm looking for Musa Ghani.
What's your name?
John Rambo.
Wait here.
The gun seller smokes a cigarette as he steps away. Rambo scans around, spotting a set of wooden crutches. He takes the bag off his shoulder. A 30-something bearded Afghan steps to a doorway and watches Rambo as he examines an array of false wooden limbs.
They sell many in Afghanistan. Many landmines. Landmines everywhere. I am Musa Ghani. What is it you want?
I was sent by Griggs.
Oh. You do not look like men Griggs sent before. You not look like you are with military?
I'm not.
What you are? Mercenary?
No.
You're not with military, you're not mercenary. What are you? Lost tourist?
Rambo steps over to Musa and glares levelly at him.
I'm no tourist.
Sorry.
Now, do you know where the American is?
Yes. In Soviet fort, near the village of Khost, 30 miles of our border. Mr. Griggs sent you the supplies you asked for. You wish to see them now?
Yeah.
A crate of explosives.
Is this what you asked for?
Yeah.
Never seen these things before. What are these?
Detonators.
And this? What is this for?
It's a blue light.
What does it do?
It turns blue.
I see. Can you tell me how many more men come with us?
There's no rescue team, it's just me.
Just you? Come on, this is no good. I cannot take only one man to the fort. You need more men to help.
Griggs said you take me in. Take me in.
I am needed to take medical supplies. If I not take it, many people will die. Do you understand? Well, I do not know who you really are. But by the way you look, I can see you have no experience in war. Do you? Come on, do you?
I fired a few shots.
A few shots. Come on. Maybe you should go back home and think it all over again. For a very long time.
Rambo rounds on Musa.
I did think it over.
You did? Well, this is your choice. But let me tell you, you cannot get this American alone. If you fail, do not blame me. I will accept no responsibility.
Sounds familiar.
The gun seller peers out from behind a pillar and watches Rambo as he prepares to leave. Two gunships buzz past a rundown Soviet fort in the Afghan mountains. Inside the shadowy fort, a burly Russian soldier drags Troutman along a corridor using a garrote. They enter a colonel's office. Troutman is pushed into a chair opposite the balding, unshaven colonel, who's playing a game of chess by himself. The colonel sharply waves the burly soldier back as Troutman grimaces and rubs his neck.
My name is Colonel Zaisin, regional commander of this sector. Do you realize you're the first American captured in Afghanistan? Congratulations. I believe you are planning to supply enemy rebel forces with Stinger missiles intended to destroy Soviet aircraft.
If I'm going to be interrogated, I want to be interrogated by your superiors.
Out here, I have no superiors. I am in full command. You are alone here.
Zaisin gets up and lights a cigarette.
Abandoned by your government.
What do you want?
Cooperation. This sector has been under total control for over 5 years. There is little more I can do here. It is, as you say, without challenges. If you supply to me worthy information about more Stinger missiles you are planning to deliver, it could provide a way out of this for us both. After all, in the end, what everyone really wants is peace.
The Kremlin's got a hell of a sense of humor.
Please explain.
You talk peace and disarmament to the world, and here you are wiping out a race of people.
We are wiping out no one. I think you are too intelligent to believe such absurd propaganda. Now again, where are the missiles?
I don't know anything about any missiles.
Of course you do. But you do not seem to realize I am providing a way out for us both.
You expect sympathy? You started this damn war. Now you have to deal with it.
And we will. It is just a matter of time before we achieve a complete victory.
You know, there won't be a victory. Every day your war machines lose ground to a bunch of poorly armed, poorly equipped freedom fighters. The fact is that you underestimated your competition. If you'd studied your history, you'd know that these people have never given up to anyone. They'd rather die than be slaves to an invading army. You can't defeat a people like that. We tried. We already had our Vietnam. Now you're going to have yours.
So, you wish to test me? Good.
Troutman is yanked from his seat. A line of horses clops along a trail through the rocky Pakistan mountains. The dusty landscape is brown, dry, and mountainous for miles around. Musa sits at the head of the horse trail. Rambo's just behind him. Musa stops the horses on a rise overlooking a plain, leading to jagged, snowy peaks on the horizon.
This is Afghanistan. Alexander the Great tried to conquer this country. Then Genghis Khan, then the British. Now Russia. But Afghan people fight hard. They never be defeated. Ancient enemy, make prayer about these people. You wish to hear?
Mm-hmm.
Very good. It says, may God deliver us from the venom of the cobra, teeth of the tiger, and the vengeance of the Afghan. You understand what this means?
That you guys don't take any shit?
Yes. Something like this.
go now.
A Russian chopper hovers. Then stopping by a door with a letterbox-style spy hole in it. He leans down to peer through. Trautmann sits inside the cell. Zeissen drags on a cigarette, then walks away. Rambo and Musa watch Soviet jets fly over the Afghan desert.
To the north there are many caves. We will traverse through them. It will be safer. We go.
They ride their horses through a huge, gloomy cave system.
This cave leads us to the Valley of Five Lions. In ancient days, the Afghan king was asked to send 500 of his warriors into battle. He sent only five. His greatest fight, and they won. He said it's better to send five lions than 500 sheep. What do you think of this?
I think the king was lucky.
Lucky, huh?
How much longer to the village?
About 2 hours.
At the fort in a gloomy interrogation room.
Where in my sector are the missiles being delivered?
Trautmann is hung up by his wrists.
I don't know. You're a liar.
Trautmann is yanked higher.
Where? Where? All right, tell. I knew you were lying. Now, where are the missiles located?
Close.
How close?
In your ass.
Zeissen eyeballs Trautmann, then turns away. He spins and punches Trautmann in the stomach. Then the face, opening a cut.
You've tried my patience long enough.
Zeissen sticks a pistol under Trautmann's chin.
I've tried to be civilized.
A guard brings the Afghan gun seller into the cell. Zeissen takes the pistol away and heads over towards the gun seller. The gun seller's ushered out. Zeissen heads back over to Trautmann.
The name John Rambo. Do you know it? No. He says there are plans for a rescue attempt with the help of some rebels. He also says he knows where this man is going. We will welcome him.
The burly soldier, whose name is Kurov, yanks Trautmann into the air by the rope around his wrists as Zeissen marches out. Rambo and Musa arrive at a village in the mountains.
Hello, Michel.
How do you stay?
It's the last village in the valley. About 100 men here.
A lot of kids here.
Yes. But they are good fighters too. I tell the leaders we want to talk. Tell them, Meshe. Mujwalu Masud Waguru.
The Walalam.
I never see men look like you. These are Mujahideen horsemen. There are 10,000 horsemen more waiting at the border. They are waiting to get weapons. When they'll get it, they come back here to fight.
A young boy, no more than 12 years old, drops his rifle and follows Rambo's horse. Rambo looks down at the kid, who wears a cotton pillbox-style hat.
Let's go to the hospital. He's the only doctor for 500 kilometers. Alta Kishda. The first medicine they get in 2 months. Sengeye, bachaya.
Sugar shayam.
Hekege. More gifts from the Soviets. They look like toys, but they are mines.
We teach the children not to touch. Some learn too late.
Rambo spots a tough-looking balding guy.
Who's that?
His name is Yuri. He's Russian.
Deserter?
He calls himself a defector. There are many like him. He's the one who can help the most. He knows the inside of the fort.
Rambo catches the mustachioed Yuri's eye.
I think we should go now.
Rambo sits under a canvas tent with the village council. Musa and Yuri are there, plus Hamid, the kid that followed Rambo's horse.
Bas! Bas! Bas!
Mine starts here, at 1 meter like this, then go 2 meter like this, and like this. They have 4 towers, 4 guards. Here, 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 and here.
Where do they keep the prisoners?
Here.
If we get in there, is there another way out?
Underground, where is all the bad water. I do not know words for this place.
You mean sewer? Where is it?
Here. Outside, it goes there. Guards patrol there. I do not think you go this way.
Then we should go through the minefields. I'd never expect it.
This cannot be done. In there are many Spetsnaz commandos. We are only this. We have lost many men. We lose more men if we go there.
I don't need many men.
What is it you want to do?
I need 2 men to get me through the minefield and 2 to help with the escape.
If this is done, so it will come here like before, and more people will die.
I can't wait.
You must wait for help the way we wait.
Then I'll go alone.
And you will die.
Rambo stands.
Wait! Please don't go.
Rambo eyes the senior man and sits back down.
My name is Masoud. You must not judge us before you understand why we are not ready to help. Most of the Afghan people are very strong. And we are determined not to be driven from our land. Our children die of disease, mines, and poison gas. And the women are raped and killed.
Last year in the valley of Lagman, the next valley, 6,000 Afghans were killed. Pregnant women were cut with bayonets and their babies thrown into the fires. This is done so they will not have to fight the next generation of Afghans. Yet nobody sees anything or reads anything in the papers. What you see here are the Mujahideen soldiers, holy warriors. To us, this war is a holy war. And there's no true death for the Mujahideen because we have taken our last rites and we consider ourselves dead already. To us, death for our land and God is an honor. So, my friend, what we must do is to stop this killing of our women and children. If getting this man free, so he can return to the free world and tell what happens here, is necessary, then of course we will help. Leave us now, so he may speak among ourselves and find the best way to free this man.
Rambo nods humbly.
Thank you. We thank you.
Rambo leaves the tent. An attack chopper buzzes through the valley by the side of the Russian fort. Across the Grand Ravine, an armed Russian soldier keeps watch. A chunky gunship flies over the fort. In the village...
Do not worry. They will decide soon.
We have to get in there tonight.
What is your name?
Zahami, Zah! This boy is very hard inside. His parents were killed last year. His brother died in the fort where the American is. He looks like a boy, but he fights like a man.
What is your name?
Rambo.
Where are you from?
Arizona.
Arizona? How much days walk?
Oh, about 2 years.
Anyway, are you a soldier?
A war.
I am a soldier.
Yeah.
Are you here to fight?
No.
Are you scared? What is this?
It's a knife.
Can you see this?
Sure.
Hamid draws Rambo's huge hunting knife from its sheath and spins it around in his hand.
Very good. Can I have it?
Rambo takes it back.
What is this?
You want everything. This is for luck.
What is luck?
Luck is
Can I have it? I need luck.
So do I.
Hamid, luck
shot.
Look what a child. Always like this.
Hamid goes.
Look there. It's a national sport. Old insane game. Maybe 3,000 years old. Look, they never stop playing it.
Horse riders battle for control of a sheep's corpse.
War, not war, they don't mind. You like it?
I'll take football.
Football? What's football? You play it with your foot?
Not really.
The corpse is dropped into a ring of stones by a rider. Other riders celebrate around him. The scorer spots Rambo watching the game.
Come on, let's go.
Hey, America! Right.
Hey, alta patiche! Da baste! Hey, Nana!
What are they saying?
They want you to try. It's a way to welcome you to be with them. If you want to try, go ahead, but I'm not responsible for it.
I'll try.
Yes?
What are the rules?
Well, you have to take the sheep once around and then throw it in the circle.
Why?
Because there is a circle there.
That's it?
That's it. Very simple.
Like football.
God must love crazy people.
Why?
He makes so many of them.
Rambo mounts up and rides into the game. Masood watches from a rise, squinting against the sun as Rambo takes his place amongst maybe a dozen other riders. A sheep's corpse is dropped into a central stone circle of three. The riders gallop towards it, kicking up dust clouds. Rambo is well placed at the front of the pack. The previous scorer reaches down and grabs the shaggy black sheep. Young Hamid watches as Rambo chases the holder. The Russian gunship hoves through the valley. The chasing pack closes on the sheep holder, Rambo's first amongst them. Rambo grabs the sheep and tries to wrestle it from the holder. The holder bashes him and Rambo falls from his steed. Watching, Musa is unimpressed. Rambo scrambles to his feet. He's got the sheep in his grasp. The other riders surround him. Rambo is buffeted as he jumps back onto his horse. Hamid smiles as Rambo sets off again. The other riders join the chase. The Russian gunship is joined by an attack chopper hurtling through the valley. Rambo reaches down from horseback and grabs the bulky sheep in one hand. The crowd goes wild for Rambo. Watching, Masood purses his lips. Musa's smile drops as he spots the choppers clearing a rocky peak nearby. Villagers scatter and riders are thrown from horseback as explosions blossom around the village. The choppers fire missiles indiscriminately. Rambo and the scorer from the game gallop side by side as Zyson chases them down. Zyson fires mounted machine guns. Villagers are mown down as dust clouds are kicked up around them. Riders fall from horseback as Zeisson flies the gunship low, aiming at Rambo. Women and children run for cover as the village is torn apart. Zeisson wipes out the women and children with a missile. A Russian soldier fires from the attack chopper. Rambo leaps a low stone wall on horseback, then dismounts and takes cover by a house, which explodes. Rambo looks round. He sees a woman and baby killed in an explosion. He watches frantically as the attack chopper hoves towards a village gun nest. The nest is destroyed by a missile. Rambo runs across the village. Mujahideen fighters return fire with their rifles. Fireballs erupt as the chopper swoops low. Musa charges across camp. Zeisson's gunship arcs around and sets off through the village again. Rambo pumps his arms as he hares through the chaos.
Back on!
Take cover! Take cover!
Move! Move! Fire!
Yuri grabs an injured boy. Zeisson guns down Yuri, then spots Rambo as he bolts across a courtyard. Rambo outruns a hail of bullets and ducks behind a wall. Rambo spots the ruined gun nest and darts uphill towards it. He grabs the anti-aircraft gun in the ragged placement and aims for the banking chopper. He opens fire. Rambo's biceps ripple as he fires the gun. Bullets impact the attack chopper's nose, then the chopper explodes. Zeisson turns sharply, a furious sneer on his face. The orange fireball in the sky diminishes. Zeisson's gunship hovers above the village. Rambo peers out from behind some rubble. Dust clouds sweep the ruined village as Zeisson scans around. The gunship banks away from the village in a cloud of black smoke. Fires rage around the camp, which is strewn with dead bodies. Smoke blackened and sweating, Rambo sits amongst the debris and holds his head in his hands. He looks at the fallen villagers and clouds of drifting smoke. He gets up and walks across the village through the smoke. He finds Masood, who wears a turban and carries a rifle over his shoulder. Masood eyes Rambo levelly.
Now you see how it is here. Somewhere in the war, there's supposed to be honor. Where is the honor here? Where? We are taking the survivors to the border. Are you coming?
I'm going to the fort.
Have you not seen enough death? Go. Go while you can. This is not your war.
It is now.
So be it. You are a good friend. Inshallah.
Masood grips Rambo's shoulder, looks into his eyes, then walks away. Musa comes over.
I stay. I will show you the way.
I will go too.
No, you go with them.
I will not. They kill all my family. I want to fight.
Not with me. You go. Go on.
Why must you do this?
Because you do it for me.
With his hand on the hilt of his knife, Rambo trudges away through the bombed-out village. Across the compound around the Russian fort.
Have you decided to talk? No? Very well. Soon you will be my guest down the hall.
Zeisson spits at Trautman. In the moonlight, Rambo crawls through the minefield, jabbing his knife into the sand. He stops digging and lifts the knife slowly. A landmine rises from the sand. Musa wriggles up behind Rambo as the searchlight sweeps towards them. Crawling quickly, they keep low and huddle behind a rock together. Guards pass by them at the perimeter fence. As the searchlight slips past, Rambo and Musa crawl out of cover and shuffle across the sand towards the fence. Rambo stops suddenly. There's a thin tripwire right by his face. He turns on his back and slides beneath it. Musa goes under on his front and tugs at the wire. It's attached to a grenade. Rambo quickly grabs the slipping pin. Musa clears the wire safely. Rambo looks back and spots Hamid lurking behind them.
Come back. No.
Come back.
Shh.
Hamid crawls under the wire and joins Rambo, who scans around furtively. He notes the searchlight in the high tower as it sweeps across the minefield. Rambo pulls his knife by a mass of barbed wire at the fort's perimeter. Rambo cuts some of the wire away.
Stay here. You stay back.
I know this place. You need me.
I don't need you dead. Now go back. Do you understand? They'll tell us, huh?
Rambo and Musa go under the perimeter fence and enter the compound. Trautman watches as a prisoner is dragged out of his cell. Rambo and Musa lurk in the shadows outside. They nip through the compound, avoiding the searchlight beam. Rambo hunkers down behind some sandbags, then sticks an explosive device to a nearby wall. Musa crawls beneath a parked jeep and sticks a device to the vehicle's undercarriage.
Mujahideen Kampuna! Gunzadeh! Gunzadeh!
Kurov screams into a restrained prisoner's face as Zeisson watches from across the cell. Outside, Rambo fixes another device in place, then crawls through the shadows. Rambo scans around as the searchlight sweeps the compound.
Gunzaide! Derza!
The prisoner is strapped into an electric chair, his body arcs as he's zapped by Kurov. Outside, Rambo hunkers by a wall, Musa bends down and bumps something. An alerted tower guard sends a flare up, which illuminates the shadowy nooks in the camp. Rambo makes a dash towards a parked truck in a garage. He spots guards with dogs approaching. The tower watchman scans the ground below. The guards with the dogs look around the garage. They turn and walk out. Rambo keeps a careful aim at them from the rafters above.
Здесь, наверное, ложная тревога. Я не вижу никого.
Watching through the letterbox opening in his cell door, Troutman bows his head as a woman is dragged through the prison by a guard. Outside, a tank arrives in camp. Rambo watches from the garage as it rumbles past. Rambo leaps down from the rafters and hunkers by the parked truck. He darts out as the tank passes by and lies flat between its tracks. He grabs hold as the tank passes over him. Rambo clings to the underside of the tank as it rolls through the camp. He peers up as the searchlight passes overhead. The tank passes a squad of soldiers. Rambo lets go and nips behind a truck. He stealthily moves through the shadows and heads up a staircase leading to the roof of a low stone outhouse. Kurov strangles a prisoner. From the ground outside, Hamid spots Rambo crawling along a roof ledge. Holding a rifle, Hamid gets up. In the interrogation room, a prisoner's shot. Rambo drops through a hole into a dark corridor. He spots the prison cells and nips into the shadows as a guard wanders past. Outside, Musa sets another explosive by a van. In the prison, Rambo crosses between cover points. He spots a gout of flame through a doorway. In the compound, Hamid peers through a gap between storage crates and spots guards approaching. Hamid dashes away. Rambo heads down a darkened stairwell. He spots Zeissen exhaling smoke in the doorway to the interrogation room. Zeissen goes back into the room. Rambo heads over to the closed door. Checks his watch. It's 1 a.m. The charge counts down from 4 minutes. Rambo steals up behind a Russian guard and grabs his mouth, forcing the guard's head against the wall and knocking him out. He dashes towards a cell which is holding women. A girl points behind Rambo, who grabs the comatose guard's keys and hurries between the cells. He furtively sneaks past a wall. Rambo scans around, then peers through the letterbox in Troutman's cell door. Troutman stands in the darkness and spots Rambo.
John, how the hell did you get in here?
Did you move?
You're damn right I can.
Let's go.
John, behind you!
Rambo grabs a throwing knife and turns. It's Hamid at the foot of the stairs. A guard appears behind Hamid. Rambo lobs the knife.
Go!
Rambo grabs the guard's gun.
John, get out of here! Get the hell out of here!
Rambo fires on guards as they enter the prison. He nips up the staircase. Rambo takes out more guards as explosions erupt around the camp. Outside, Musa takes cover and checks his watch. Inside, Rambo and Hamid head through corridors. Rambo guns down guards on a landing. Zeissan and Kurov barge through a doorway. Rambo lobs a grenade, collapsing a walkway. Two guards fall to their doom. Rambo hangs out of cover and guns down approaching guards. He aims up at a burning walkway and fires again. Zeissan spots him. Hamid is hit in the leg and drops. As Rambo runs to Hamid's aid, Kurov fires a grenade which blows near Rambo and sends him flying. He tears a stick of shrapnel from his side. Rambo guns down guards, then blows a hole in the prison wall. He runs out through the hole with Hamid over his shoulder. He runs through camp as explosions erupt around them. Musa is by a truck.
Over here! Come on!
Rambo leaps across fire and joins Musa by the truck as explosions rock the compound.
Help me!
Musa guns down a tower guard, then drops into a hole in the ground. Rambo shoots three guards, then passes Hamid carefully down to Musa, who's in the dank sewers. Rambo heads down legs first as more guards approach. A dripping sewer tunnel. Russian guards descend into the sewers.
Go on,
hurry. Give me the boy.
Rambo lights up a blue light and scans around. Hamid looks feverish. Guards spot Rambo around a corner and fire. Musa shoots at the guards. Rambo sets an explosive.
Hurry! Go on!
Okay.
Take the kid! Get down!
Musa drops into the water. Rambo follows, ducking a shotgun blast. Rambo rises from the water and fires on the guards, downing one of them. The explosive detonates, killing the rest. The roof caves in, trapping Rambo, Musa and Hamid in the pool of water. Rambo hammers at some bars loosened by the gunfire. He uses the butt of his rifle. The compound is on fire. Rambo grips the bars in the wall of the sewer and grimaces as he pulls hard at them. Rambo yanks the bars loose, then hauls himself through the window and out of the sewers. A horseman rides up outside the compound.
Give me the boy.
As Rambo and Musa mount the horses, the horseman is hit by a tower guard. Rambo grabs a rocket launcher and fires at a truck leaving the compound. A direct hit decimates the truck in a ball of orange flame. The burning vehicle blocks the entrance. Rambo mounts a horse and rides off alongside Musa. By the compound entrance, Kurov grimaces as he helps to push the truck aside with his immense shoulders. In his cell, Troutman is whipped by a soldier. Zeisson storms in.
Who is this terrorist?
What makes you so valuable to him?
This bastard tried to destroy me tonight, but he failed. At sunrise, I will hunt him down and have his skin hanging on the wall.
You don't have to hunt him.
What?
He'll find you.
Are you insane? One man against three commandos. Who do you think this man is? God.
Oh, God would have mercy. He won't.
Zeisson glowers at Troutman in the shadowy cell, then stalks out. By a campfire in the mountains.
It's all right. There's nobody there.
All right. This will hold a while. What's the fastest way out of here?
Northwest. There is a trail between mountains, about 3 kilometers from here. The trail is very difficult.
Now you take the boy and go.
I want to stay.
Can't. You cannot go back there. We must all go to Pakistan.
No, I gotta go back.
I know he's your friend, but you cannot do this. You both will die. For what? Come with us.
Just do what I say. If you could. Let's go. Come on.
He picks Hamid up and steps away from the fire. Musa follows. Rambo pops Hamid on horseback and looks up at the kid, who has mid-length brown hair.
I see you again.
He pulls the emerald pendant from around his neck and hands it to Hamid, who closes his fist around it and looks at Rambo. Musa and Hamid set off on horseback. Rambo goes back over to the fire and painfully kneels down by the flames. He rips open his vest and studies the wide, suppurating wound in his ribs. He unstops a water canteen and pours water on the wound. Rambo grimaces as he presses hard into the wound with his thumb. A sharp stick of shrapnel emerges from Rambo's wound, covered in slick dark blood. Gritting his teeth, Rambo pulls the shard of metal free from the front of his ribs, the wound extending all the way through his body. Rambo unsheaths his knife and uses it to cut the head off a bullet. He stabs the knife into the earth. His fingers covered in blood, Rambo pours gunpowder from the bullet into his rib wound. He discards the bullet, then pulls a burning stick from the campfire. Rambo holds the flaming stick by the entrance to the wound in the back of his ribs. He looks away through calm eyes. He touches the wound with the stick. The wound flames at both ends and Rambo lurches forward, gripping a rock in agony. Daytime. A chopper hovers over the Russian fort. Black smoke billows from the compound. Zeissen pilots the gunship over the ravine that surrounds the base. Russian soldiers search on foot. Some of the Russians wear furry hats. Glowering intensely, Rambo drags himself up the side of the ravine. A soldier enters Troutman's cell in the fort's prison. Rambo continues up the ravine. A rope's tightened around Troutman's wrists. Rambo climbs up a vertical rock face. Troutman is winched up by the wrists in the interrogation room. Sweating profusely, Rambo arrives at the top of the cliff. Troutman is raised higher. Rambo clears a wire fence as Troutman is whipped. Wind lashes the clifftop as Rambo dashes across a metal walkway. He spots a guard sitting idle on a rock. Troutman is beaten. On the clifftop, Rambo rushes the guard and breaks his neck. Rambo scans around the desolate clifftop, then drops through a hole in the rock and lands inside the fort on his feet. A torturer fires up a flamethrower in the interrogation room. As troops arrive in the compound outside, Rambo peers through a grill. Far below, he spots the interrogation room, where the flamethrower is waved threateningly at Troutman. The torturer with the flamethrower gawps and drops. Behind him, Rambo emerges with his knife. He cuts Troutman down, then lobs the knife at the Afghan gun seller, who makes a run for it. Rambo cracks a guard with some sticks. Troutman strangles a guard to death. Another guard runs over. Rambo brings him down with an outstretched arm, then collects his knife and joins up with Troutman. Zeissen's gunship appears above the clifftop, apparently returning to base. Rambo unlocks the cells, freeing the prisoners. Rambo ushers the escape party out into the dusty compound. Rambo and Troutman peer around a wall as the gunship lands.
Can you fly that thing?
Let's find out.
Rambo makes a dash across the yard as Zeissen disembarks from the gunship. Rambo watches Zeissen march away from the gunship. He eyes the open hatch. Rambo and Troutman lead the way to the gunship. Rambo leaps on board and whacks the startled pilot.
Hurry, hurry! Get on board!
An Afghan climbs into the cockpit. Zeison finds the bodies in the interrogation room.
Hold on!
The gunship rises.
Over there!
Smoke wafts from the gunship as Zeison fires from the compound. An Afghan operates the gunship's mounted rifle, taking out ground troops. Kurov arrives and picks off a prisoner who falls from the gunship but clings to the rail.
Hold on! Get up! Take my hand!
Troutman reaches out but Zeison hits the prisoner who falls to his death. Pilot Rambo fires on two tower guards, shredding them in the gun nest. He sends a missile to finish the job. The battered gunship tilts violently as it clears the cliff edge and descends into the valley.
We're going down!
The Afghan prisoners cling to each other as the smoking gunship drops into the ravine. Rambo performs a crash landing.
Come on, move it! It's gonna blow!
Take what you can, John! Come on, move it, move it!
Go on!
They desert the stricken gunship, which explodes as Rambo runs for it.
We gotta get to the border.
We'll stay here. We know where to go.
Which direction, John?
Northeast.
Inshallah.
Rambo and Troutman leave the prisoners by the rocks. A Russian chopper lands by the crash site. Zeison stalks the wreckage wearing a leather jacket. Bare-chested, Rambo leads Troutman across a dusty plain. They both glisten with sweat. Zeison's in a new gunship. Rambo and Troutman are silhouetted as they jog up a rocky rise. Zeison's gunship follows an attack chopper over the desert.
I gotta rest a minute. How's the wound? You taught us to ignore pain, didn't you? Is it working? Not really. Don't take it personally. Thanks.
His hair billowing in the breeze, Rambo spins round, hearing the chopper.
You go on ahead and see if you can find some cover.
Troutman looks down into a cave hole in the ground. As Troutman secures a rope into the hole, Rambo assembles a military longbow. The chopper pilot communicates with the gunship via helmet microphone. Rambo screws an explosive tip to an arrow, then pops up behind a rocky peak and fires at the attack chopper. The pilot gawps, wide-eyed. Troutman looks up as the chopper explodes. He spots the gunship coming around.
John!
Troutman grabs the rope and drops into the cave. Rambo runs over and follows him down. Zeison spots them and drops a barrel of napalm. A Fireball spews down into the cave as Rambo drops off the rope. He rolls through the flames, then runs for cover by some boulders.
That was close, John. How are you?
Well done.
Die!
Soldiers rappel from Zeison's gunship.
We don't want to make it easy for him. We'd better split up. I'm sorry I got you into this, John.
No, you're not.
In the dank, dark cave, Troutman and Rambo sneak off in opposite directions. The Russian soldiers swoop into the darkness off ropes. Dust falls in clusters around them. Rambo dashes into the shadows as more soldiers land. With an icy stare, Kurov leads the way. He motions for the soldiers to follow him through the cave. Rambo wields his bow as he watches from the darkness. A soldier wears night vision goggles. From his point of view, the cave is lit up by eerie green light. Rambo fires an arrow, skewering the soldier. On board the gunship.
It's nuts! Just not about you, you meant to know. Just now, I've been shot here. Listen to me now.
Are you listening?
Who are you?
Your worst nightmare.
Rambo drops the dead soldier's radio, then steps back into the shadows. Another Russian soldier heads through the caves. The soldier startles a bird, then turns. Rambo knifes him. He dashes through the shadows. A Russian soldier leans down to pick up a glowing blue light from the ground. A wire snaps, detonating a grenade, which kills the soldier. Rambo strangles a soldier, then emerges from behind a rock, bow drawn. He fires. Kurov tiptoes through the cave. Rambo sneaks up to a rocky wall nearby. As Rambo fires an explosive arrow, Kurov grabs a comrade and uses him for cover. The explosion rocks the cave. A soldier startles Rambo, then gets shot. It was Troutman from behind.
It's good timing. What are friends for? You get back to the hole. I'll cover you, see if there's any more left.
Yanko! Abrazi de Basu!
Zeison flies away outside. Troutman arrives by the rope leading up to the cave hole. Rambo breaks cover. Soldiers spot him. He ducks behind a rock, then steps out and fires another explosive arrow. The billowing explosion takes out three soldiers. Rambo climbs up the rope. He breaks the shaft of blue light shining in through the cave hole. He drags himself onto the desert floor. He spots Troutman waving up ahead. Covered in burns and open wounds, Kurov grabs Rambo from behind and holds him up by the neck. Kurov thumps Rambo and tosses him down the slope. Rambo draws a knife. Kurov kicks him. Rambo drops the knife. Kurov grabs him and hoists him into the air. Troutman limps back over towards them. Rambo slammed onto the ground by the massive Russian, who leaps onto the American. The pair roll around in the dirt like wrestlers. Rambo gets Kurov in a neck hold and spots the rappel rope nearby. He ties it round Kurov's neck, fending off blows to the ribs and face. Troutman aims from distance as Kurov picks up Rambo. The Russian still has the rope around his neck. Kurov headbutts Rambo, then grips him in a bear hug and squeezes hard with both of his powerful arms. Rambo reaches for a grenade pin on Kurov's army vest. He pulls it free. Kurov drops Rambo, who leaps up and performs a roundhouse kick. Kurov drops into the cave hole, the tightened rope snaps his neck, then the grenade ignites, blowing him to smithereens. Bloodied and intense, Rambo picks up a grenade launcher and a couple of grenades, then sets off with Troutman. They head down a slope and cross a plain in the arid brown landscape of Afghanistan.
Across the valley's the border.
We did it, John.
Yeah. Wait.
What the hell is that? The son of a bitch.
A massive Russian convoy hoves across the plain. There are tanks and APVs lined up across the desert. Zeissen's gunship hovers above the huge military presence. A few hundred feet away, Rambo and Troutman stand helpless as the gunship lands.
Do not try to retreat! You cannot escape!
We will not attack if you do not run!
We do not want to hurt you!
Somehow I don't believe him.
I order you to come forward and you will be given a fair trial! Drop your weapon and remain where you are!
You got any ideas?
Drop your weapon!
Surrounding them's out.
Hell of a time for humor, John.
Drop that weapon! Now! You have no chance of escape! Come forward! I wish to take you back alive! This is your last warning!
Shots land close to them.
The choice is yours!
What do you say, John? Fuck them!
Rambo fires grenades, exploding a truck. He opens fire with his machine gun, and Troutman does likewise. Zeissen lifts off in the gunship and returns fire from above. Rambo and Troutman descend into a jagged trench in the earth.
If we're gonna go, I wish we had taken that bastard with us.
The Russian line advances on the trench where Troutman and Rambo are hunkered down. Rambo pops out of the trench and grenades an approaching jeep. He fires again. Tanks and gunners open fire on the pair's precarious position. The firing stops. Rambo and Troutman scan round quizzically.
What is that?
Hundreds of Mujahideen cavalry storm across the dusty plain behind the Russians.
It's the rebels!
Zeissen spots them from the gunship. The Russians engage the Afghans.
Come on!
Rambo breaks cover and charges across open ground as the battle rages. Hamid is in an Afghan jeep. Rambo flanks the Russian troops and picks them off with his machine gun. A gunner opens fire on the Afghan horseman. Rambo leaps into a pickup and grabs the mounted machine gun. He fires on the Russian troops nearby. They drop to the ground in their dozens as Troutman joins in the fight. Zeisson fires from the air, hitting Troutman in the shoulder. Hamid helps fire a grenade launcher that destroys a Russian jeep. Rambo charges across the battlefront with the mounted machine gun in his arms. Troutman gets to his feet as the Russian tanks open fire. Musa takes down a Russian soldier. Rambo mounts a horse, then grabs a Molotov cocktail off an Afghan warrior. He gallops through explosions, holding the petrol bomb at arm's length. A tank blast knocks Rambo off his steed. He crawls through the dirt. Rambo's shot in the leg. A tank rears up over the rise nearby and Rambo rolls away. Troutman fires a mounted gun as Rambo lobs the Molotov at the tank. Hamid's grenades rain down on the tank. The Russians flee the burning vehicle. Rambo guns them down. Zeisson's gunship comes round in the sky above as Rambo drops through the tank's open hatch. Zeisson fires, setting the tank alight. Inside, Rambo sets the guns and looks through the sights. Rambo stays focused as gunfire and missiles rock the tank around him. Zeisson pilots the gunship to face the lumbering tank. Rambo fires but misses. A cloud of smoke swirls past the gunship. Troutman riddles Zeisson's gunner with bullets. Zeisson arcs round again and Rambo sets the tank's gun to fire. Another miss. Rambo accelerates in the tank. Rambo and Zeisson are on collision course as they hare across the battlefield. Zeisson sneers like a maniac as he powers in low over the dusty plain. Rambo ducks as a shell ejects by his head inside the tank.
John, get out of there!
Rambo fires on the gunship. The two vehicles collide, causing a battle-stopping explosion. Zeisson's eyes widen as he dies amongst the flames. Rambo's thrown around inside the tank. Troutman squints across the plain, his face blackened by smoke. Hamid watches the raging fire. Rambo lies amongst the wreckage inside the stricken tank. He breathes heavily and rolls over. He wearily pulls himself up through the tank's hatch. Troutman spots him and heads over. Musa follows. The Mujahideen regroup across the plain. Clothed and bushy-haired, Rambo sits in a battered-looking jeep. Troutman comes over with Masood, Musa and Hamid. Rambo's eyes rove in thought. Troutman gets in behind the wheel.
You sure you don't want to stay? You fight good for a tourist.
Maybe next time.
You want this back?
No. You keep it.
Okay. Can you not stay?
Troutman watches with a frown as Rambo considers. Rambo turns to Hamid and shakes his head.
I've got to go.
Hamid looks away. Rambo pats the little boy's head, then turns to Troutman.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Troutman starts the jeep and they drive through the battlefield.
Hard to believe, John.
What's that, sir?
Well, I hate to admit it, but the truth is I think we're getting soft.
Maybe just a little, sir. Just a little.
This film is dedicated to the gallant people of Afghanistan. ITFC audio description.
Is long with many a winding turn that leads us to who knows where, who knows where, but I'm strong. Strong enough to carry him. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. So on we go. His welfare is my concern. No burden is he to bear. We'll get there. For I know he would not encumber me. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. And if I